Is that what people do?
Yeah.
That's what Steve Wright does every afternoon.
Welcome to episode 50 of iBits. We made it. We couldn't have done it without you, listeners.
Yeah, we could. In fact, we have done. There aren't any of them.
Yeah, we've got to say that, though.
Oh, yeah. I hate it when,
You got to sound appreciative.
I hate it when fans try to claim that they're, like, behind something. I was watching a thing about DC Comics the other day, and some of the commenters on there got really fucking pissed off, going, DC would be nothing without us. Well, all right, but...
So would any company, really, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, basically, BP don't go around going, thanks for all our excellent drivers out there for carrying on driving.
NHS don't say thanks to all the sick people who...
keep us going. Yeah. I don't think the sick people do keep them going. They're a drain on it.
Yeah, but
it's the healthy people.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be there at all if they were just healthy people.
Oh, that's true, yeah. What I'm going to eat is I'm going to eat this chicken and these tomatoes, and that's going to be my lunch.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I've got some fruit as well. So how have you found 50 episodes, Kelvin? What's been the highlight for you? Have you learnt anything?
I've learnt how to eat and speak at the same time, I think, without being sick. Because back in the early days, there was a lot of me choking and being sick like a toddler.
Yep.
And you?
Learnt how to deal with difficult black people.
Yeah, I've managed to... make my racism sound as though I'm joking.
Yeah. That's key, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. It's called inclusive racism, that.
That's good.
Have you got any regrets?
Saying to Leo he could be in it in the first place. I think that was the first time I ever spoke to him.
Really? So, I didn't even realise that. I didn't even realise that might have been slightly awkward that you two didn't know each other at all.
Yeah, so I had to say yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course. Well, it's quite intimidating, isn't he?
Well.
Yeah. That headdress he wears.
It's the turban. Right. Huge.
Do I have
that
any...
big scimitar he wears.
That giant black horse he rides through them gates in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have to put them gates up every fucking morning. And he always demands earth and water. Off of us.
It's crazy.
What a dick. Leo's probably my biggest regret as well. We just saw him.
Yeah.
And he said...
he reckons he's busy.
He reckons he's always busy, and he also reckons that he listens to it when he's not on, and he knows we've been talking about him. So he said, all right, what have we been saying? You, that was cleverly trying to get him to say, I've been fired. He didn't have a clue, did he?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Change of subject.
Well, speaking of a change of subject, do I notice that you've got... a different newspaper for the news.
Well, I was crafty and I hid our news inside.
So no.
The news.
What, do you think people would be more pissed off that the...
No one reads the Times.
No, you're right, actually, they don't.
Yeah,
little midget hand. That's probably a life-size picture,
isn't it?
Looking
at that.
Looking at the midget?
Yeah. Done heart deformity.
Some people do have a genuine phobia of midgets.
Do they? Like vomiting?
Yeah.
Man.
I knew someone who, if you showed her Willy Wonka, she'd go mental. Start tearing the place up.
Willy Wonka went a midget? Or the film?
His mates. Who was his mates that made the chocolate Olympus with him? Them guys, yeah. His little orange mates. I'm a bit paranoid about the stamina mode. Have you got any more comments to make regarding 50 episodes?
Might be, like, ending pretty soon, mightn't it? With the end of the...
into bandwidth. Yeah, I wouldn't I think we're both planning on moving on soon as well, aren't we?
Yeah.
You're going to move to the Nordic Viking Centre.
Yeah.
And I want to go be a tramp in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And with our other stuff that we've got planned as well.
Yep, we've got loads this isn't the end of us.
So we're just going to do a ritualistic suicide at the end of it.
Yeah, we've got plans. Sorry, there's a brilliant story on the front page. I just need to finish these noodles.
You've done well to get through those noodles. Oh, what is that liquid you've left?
Did I drink that?
Do you drink that?
I don't know, should I?
What is it?
It's lemongrass and coconut curry sauce. Yeah?
Sounds good.
Oh, it's a bit too watery for my liking. Right, down to business.
Some news. We've got some news.
Right.
Oh, my fucking Ibits t-shirt's gone missing.
Is it?
Yeah.
How?
Well, I demanded to know how, because my mother does my washing again at the minute.
Yeah.
I think my fucking brother's been sent it.
Come.
My knobhead brother.
Right, so, fake tan, false eyelashes, lip gloss, bikinis, makeup. The tots whose parents enter them into British beauty pageants at just 20 months. Big letters. Why?
Well... Okay, so that's a hilarious picture.
Any of them sexy?
It's too much, Kelv. They're trying too hard.
You think, yeah?
I prefer it when they're casual.
If they were dressed in, like, girl
just
next
a little,
door.
Just a little nappy. That'd be lovely. I can tell you, I'm quite familiar with children.
Do you do this?
Dress them up. They love it. The little kids absolutely love it.
Yeah, but they're saying pedos love it as well.
I don't think a pedo does like that. I think a pedo
maybe
would...
not that one.
No.
But, her. Pedo would love her.
She is.
Oh, I'm telling you.
She's striking. And that one. Whoa.
Young girls were paraded in swimsuits at a US style beauty pageant for kids that has left child welfare charities fuming. Sorry, I think I'm having a stroke.
an erotic stroke.
Yeah. One contestant at the Mills Miss... I can't read. Jesus. One contestant at the Miss Glitz Sparkle 2012 was 20-month-old Holly Young, who appeared in a tiny yellow costume.
Is that, are they being immoral for showing this in the paper?
I think they've picked the ugly ones.
So, and they are ugly.
So pedos won't be able to use this as a wank rag.
Yeah. The pedos that discerning?
What?
Like, so, if me and you were little kids and we were running around and a pedo took a shine, would it just not be either of us, or would he, like, fancy me and not you?
I think they take what they can get.
That's what I figure. Yeah. Oh, fucking hell, this is really creepy.
But...
if you've got today's mirror, he's fucking hell.
Yeah, well, pictures like that, like, to describe... She's got your ass facing, yeah?
She has, she's poking her ass out there, isn't she?
And she's turning round in a sexy little...
She's not really quite pulled it off, though, has she?
No, she hasn't pulled it off, but they're too
it's
young.
It's a bit Dr. Evil.
They're too young to pull it off. Like, she can't pull it off.
What a sentence that is.
What?
They're too young to pull it off.
Well, that's good. I won't go to prison for saying that. That's all pedos need to say when they go to court.
It's really creepy.
But
they love it, man, honestly. Even my little nephew.
But loving it isn't enough.
What do you mean?
But Charity Kidscape last night warned the contest, inspired by the ones in the Americans.
Yeah.
Sexualizes.
I wonder if Leo got entered into one of these.
Sexualizes children and could leave them believing beauty is the only important thing in life.
Is that being sexualized? If I went out and there was a woman dressed like any of this, that wouldn't be, like, you know, a full, real woman.
It's a bit like Maggie.
Yeah! And that ain't sexy at all.
Yeah.
Sorry, Maggie, if you're listening.
The over-sexualization of these young girls really is worrying. It can give these young girls the impression that it is only external beauty that is important in life.
Well,
you know. No balance is given to the internal and other skills.
Oh, it's good to learn that at a young age.
So
what would you think? If you had a daughter and she really wanted to enter, like, one of these competitions, would you stop her? Would you break her heart? A little sexy
would
heart?
They get broken hearted though? They're too young to know this.
That it exists?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wow, look at the mum there.
She goes down Tesco's just like that.
Fucking hell, there's a woman here.
In a wedding dress.
Dressed up in a wedding dress with a crown on. That had a problem.
Not even a tiara.
No.
It's a full of blown crown.
It's a man's crown as well, isn't it?
Ooh.
So what's your verdict on that then? Good or bad?
Bad. I don't think they should do it.
No? Do you think someone should step in and stop them?
I shouldn't be having these feelings. I know it's wrong.
They are kind of pushing their luck, aren't they, with the pedos a little bit.
Who? Right. Kids?
No, the parents.
All right. Oh, yeah.
How would you feel then if you knew someone who had one of them kids, entered into a competition, and on the way home, some paedophile, they were just driving along, and just reached in, grabbed their kids out of the car.
Like they had two kids, and one of them they hadn't bothered with.
Yeah, one of them was just dressed in like a potato sack.
His parents are weird. So one's just got like jeans and t-shirt, and the other one is dressed in a bikini.
Tiny little short
with
skirt.
Balloons,
yeah.
Balloons stuck down the
no, the pedo bra. Wouldn't like that.
Do they not like boots?
I think they hate them.
That's why they're so like, frowned upon. That's why they think people think they're weird.
Do they hate knockers?
Yeah. What would I do?
So in fact, you've got one with
after
them.
I've called the police, or I've got one. No. I'm the pedo.
No, hang on. No, you're just their mate, and they've come home and they've gone, oh, Kelv, I can't believe it. Can't believe it. Like our sexy little kid got stolen, but yeah. They left the ugly one. Would you say, well, let that be a lesson to you?
Yeah. Well, I'd say it as I was picking up the phone to call the police, maybe.
So you?
I've told you about this.
Would you then say to the police, I've explained to them?
I'll tell you my views first, and then I'll tell you what's happened.
That's how you call the police.
Real victim is the man who shot at burglars.
Right.
MP, farmhouse couple should not be charged. I thought that, well, this is the bloke who shot two burglars.
Yeah.
And they're now getting done for it. But I thought that Prescott said, not Prescott,
Brown.
Brown said a few years ago, you can shoot people.
Anyone you want.
If they're burglarising you, you can shoot them. You won't get done. And if they tell you off, tell them to come to me.
Is that what he said?
Pretty
much.
But
now he's out of power, so people are going up to him going, oh,
yeah, but they never change stuff after
the event.
The fact.
Slavery only became illegal in this country like in 2007.
Still going on,
isn't it? Leo was bloody lucky. He missed that one by a hair.
The businessman arrested for allegedly shooting suspected burglars at his farmhouse is the real...
Oh, he's not even a farmer. He's a businessman. Yeah, he should be put in prison.
For that? For fraud. Alan Duncan believes Andy Ferry, 35, and wife Tracy, 43... Mm, a bit of a weird age difference there.
She's 43 and he's 35.
Yeah, who is also,
I bet he's regretting that now.
Also being held, should not be prosecuted for defending their remote property. International Development Minister Mr. Duncan said, if this is a straightforward case of someone using a shotgun to defend themselves against burglars in the dead of night, I hope police will prosecute the burglars, they're dead. And not my
That'd be brilliant. Just to make a point.
Police turned up and said, well, we've got to arrest somebody.
Dragging a corpse out of a house. So they're both dead. He killed two burglars.
Yep. Think of that.
What's a sexy mum? Grieving. Grief suits her.
If she looks like that while she's grieving, Jesus.
Yeah. She's upset because her two boys have been killed by their dad.
Yeah.
Reasonably, I think that's understandable.
Yeah.
For a bit of chicken.
No, thanks. That bloody woman, she's always in the paper.
Oh, what is going on with her at the minute? What's she done? Denise something, there's your... Oh.
God, do me. Old Ellie, what's her name? Swimmer, midget?
Ellie Grumpy.
Ellie Teeth. Look
at them teeth. That's the least of her worries, isn't it?
Anyway, just staring at her.
They should have had that picture taken with her underwater, so you're like, is that just the water?
Oh, we did this wrong. We were going to do this backwards, weren't we? We can start going backwards now.
Oh, well, you've got to get through the sport first.
We're still the sport out. We never go through that.
Keep going.
Two years of pain on High Street. One in seven stores now lie empty.
Does that bother you?
Does a bit when I walk down streets.
What about the internet?
They don't board faces up on the internet.
That'd be brilliant. You try to go
this
through
website's closed.
Yeah, old kiddie porn website. No, I mean, you can get all your stuff on the internet though now, can't you? It's a brave new world we're entering into, Kelvin. Don't
you
want
to buy at the spur of the moment?
And you don't feel you can do that online?
No, you've got to wait for it, haven't you?
That's true.
Looking after my two children. My tumour bores me silly. How can I stop daughter sexting?
Sexting, eh? Yeah, can we find out about that?
What's her text number?
That'd be good if you just gave out her number.
My 16-year-old daughter has a new boyfriend and he seems like a nice lad. However, I recently had a quick look through her text messages.
Oh, no, she's wrong already, isn't she? You don't do that.
Yeah, your mum can.
Can they?
That's all right. If you're a parent, you're allowed to see what's going on. There shouldn't be any secrets.
Okay. Should you lock your child's phone and you only have the code so every time they want to use it, you unlock it?
Yeah. Good idea.
Okay.
However, I recently had a quick look through her text messages just to make sure everything was okay, and I was horrified to discover that she'd been texted naked pictures of herself to him. All
naked. How old is this daughter?
16.
Oh.
He texts her asking for them, and she just sends them. I'm disgusted by her behaviour, and I'm also worried that if they break up, he'll have those images on his phone.
She's right.
What would you think about that, though? You've been doing that, and then you know your mum's been looking through them and seeing pictures of your boner.
She's seen it before, haven't she?
Your boner? Why has she seen your erection?
Your first one, you always show your mum, didn't you?
No. I was so ashamed when I got a boner.
Did you have boner under the table?
Yeah, I used to go and hide under the table.
What were you watching?
It was like black and white films like Marilyn Monroe and stuff.
Don't they still give you a boner now? Or they make you feel guilty?
Well guilty. Especially like Sin City when that came on. It's like, oh no, it's in black and white.
And you hated, no wonder you hated that film.
Yeah. Hate boners.
Yeah, that would be the worst. I'd hate that if my mum was just looking at her.
It was like a cum shot as well.
Oh,
you'd manage to take a picture of you going,
my face is in it as well. Yeah. That's the worst. It'd be all right if it was just a disembodied knob spunking off.
Did she recognise it?
I don't know. But if it's on my phone, it's either, that's my mate.
Yours or something else.
Yeah. What's worse? I suppose you could say it's just your mate. Oh, he does that. He's always sending me pictures of his knob.
Is that true, or is that you pretending to be you in the future?
It's me pretending to be me in the future.
Alternate
universe. The past, actually.
Or an alternate universe.
Yeah, but an alternate past universe.
Yeah, I'm disgusted by her behaviour, and I'm also worried that if they break up, he'll have those images on his phone. He could easily put them on the internet.
Well, she wants to get some knob pictures, then.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can leverage it these days.
How can I confront her over this? And Colleen says, don't beat yourself up about checking her text message. She wasn't, was she?
Yeah.
She wasn't beating herself up about
checking the text message. Maybe beat off, don't beat off.
The whole sexting craze where you text rude pictures of yourself amazes me. Why would anybody want to do it? I thought sexting was sending naughty letters.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why has hubby cleaned up?
Naughty letters for her pigeon.
Why has hubby cleaned up act? My husband has always been a bit overweight and scruffy. He never spends any money on his clothes and rarely looks in the mirror. However, over the past few months, he's started making more of an effort.
Mm.
Oh, fucking hell.
No, you're not happy with it. Could he not just be making, like me and you, we've had a lifestyle overhaul recently, haven't we? And it's not because I'm having a sex affair with anyone, and you're not having a sex affair behind your girlfriend's back, so sometimes people just do it for them.
Yeah, you should write in and
say,
that silly cow wrote into you, what's this?
Something about red wine.
What that relaxing glass of wine really does to you.
Do you want to know?
Nah. Don't need to know how many terrible things I'm doing.
Here's some relevant news. You remember last week I was telling you about that I'd bought some supplements?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bloody news report that they're really bad for you and they give you liver failure. Really? Like the next day, they got delivered to me. The next day.
It was in the packet.
On the news it said, basically you can get liver and kidney failure if you take these. Still taking them though. Yeah. It's my brain I'm worried about, not my kidneys.
Feel better for it?
Hmm. No, do I?
Yeah.
I thought I did until I had that thing this morning, that training course this morning, and that's made me realise that I hate it.
50 Shades of Purple, best bedroom colour for sex.
Oh.
Purple puts grey in the shade when it comes to sexy colours, a survey claims. Couple with purple-themed bedrooms have sex on average more than 3 times a week, slightly ahead of those who prefer red.
I've gone for, like off-yellow sheets. Saves a lot
this
of problem.
Plucky lady paid $3,500 for eyebrows.
Holy shit. Well, they look good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Would you say they're the best feature on her face?
She's got quite a nice eyes.
But are they highlighted by her delightful eyebrows?
Yeah, look at
it
before.
Oh, they're those horrible,
purple,
aren't they?
Those
look
purple things are horrible.
Oh, God, you'd like to have sex on them, but not much else. You don't ever read that side. I listened to a blooming...
it's because I'm facing this
I was listening to a podcast the other day about making comic books, and they were saying the importance of the left-hand page.
Because I don't readers, no, I disagree.
That's where they, well, you might have been trained, because apparently that's where they put all the adverts, and the reader's eye is trained to not go there. So obviously you've bucked that trend. You're Japanese.
Yeah. Second place for 20th time. I'm gutted. Fish filleter misses cut again.
Oh.
Mike Crate is one fishmonger who longs for the sweet smell of success, but he has just had to settle for... Oh, I can't be bothered to find out what that's about.
Dress OS, off-duty nurse, rescues car crash victim and uses her own clothes to bondage him.
Oh, make mine a pie. Pub landlords are upbeat about the future for the first time in 10 years as more people head for their local for a meal. The 2013 Good Pub Guide said...
Sorry, who's doing what? People are going for pies. Here, look. A fit dad of two died of a stroke hours after a 50-mile trek in Peru. David Lee finished the Inca Trail but collapsed in his hotel in Cuzco. Wife Teresa, 54, of Seaburn Dean Sunderland, said he was fit and healthy and he was active. A runner and a cyclist. It was such a shock to us.
Way to go, Beth. A road has been named Beth Tweddle Close in the Olympic bronze medal winner's home village of Bunbury,
She was the one with the face, wasn't she?
See all these Japanese Nazis.
Are you kidding me? Nazi news?
They're all doing the Adolf salute.
They fucking are as well. Look at them. Who are they? What's going on?
In his crown and flowing robe, the Reverend Sun Myung Moon was a slightly comic figure as he tossed himself off over thousands of brides and groom clones at mass weddings.
Huh.
The Unification Church founder was dismissed as the Loony Moony when he hit the headlines in the West in the 1970s.
Hmm.
The self-proclaimed Messiah claimed Jesus had chosen him to complete his mission on Earth by arranging for complete strangers from different countries to marry and create pure families.
Wow.
Good idea.
That is a good idea. Could you sign up for that? Oh my fucking God.
Jesus. I faced up to abuse. You can do it too.
Oh, I don't know if I want to.
End up like that.
No, you've terrified me.
Two black eyes, a broken nose, and a face disfigured by extensive bruising. This is the bloody and brutal reality of domestic violence. The brave young victim has asked us not to name her, but wants you to see the pictures. She hopes that it will mean other women in abusive relationships will seek help before they end up looking like her.
Bloody hell.
Is that really bad, or is he just smeared the blood around a bit?
He's punched her once and split her lip, I think it looks like.
That's mascara.
Yeah, oh yeah, that adds to it though, doesn't it? That's unfair. They should make her take all her makeup off when they take these pictures. Is he the one who's done it? Cruel rage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
24-year-old thought she was going to die as she was repeatedly punched and kicked by ex-boyfriend Bradley Want, 23, who was in a jealous rage. She said, I hope there may be a chance that women in abusive relationships can see this and see the horrific results. If you don't seek help.
If you don't do what he fucking says.
Yeah.
Look at this one here, this story.
Advert. Baby is for sale on net. A furious man put his girlfriend's baby up for sale when he found out he was not the father. He said he would accept the best cash offer for the 6-month-old infant, which he no longer had any use for.
What the fuck was his use for?
The advert appeared in the used furniture section of a small lad's website because there was no section for used babies. Police were questioning both the man and the mother from Seine-Saint-Denis near Paris over attempted abandonment.
That's not abandonment.
Just anger.
Yeah, he's trying to find a new home for his.
I bet he did it just like... He wouldn't have gone through with it, would he?
No, of course not. My sister's boyfriend recently found out that the child he thought was his wasn't his.
That must be the worst.
Got loads of money back, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like he's been saving up for ages.
Yeah.
Got thousands.
Who got... For money from what?
From, like, baby money that he's been paying. The DNA test, he got that refunded. He gets all his money he's been paying to...
Baby dies of starvation.
Yeah. Well, it's not
who's
problem.
He get that money back from? Her?
I think she's got to pay it back, though she won't, so it'll come from the government. So bloody she's the problem, government. Isn't she? Miley Cyrus, she's got a new haircut, Kelvin. What'd you say to that?
I don't like short haircuts.
On girls?
No.
Doesn't it just make them look like, oh, I'm interesting. I've got a short haircut, yeah, therefore, kind of. You know, I've got a personality. Just don't look like that, ladies, I'm afraid. Put twigs and pigeon shit in your hair.
Hmm.
Shot 6 times in a split second by a cop marksman. Gun suspect killed in swoop.
In 700th of a second, he was shot.
Wow.
Virgin... Oh, no. Where is that story? A police marksman pumped 6 bullets into a suspect a split second after pulling up beside him in an unmarked car, the High Court urged yesterday.
Bloody
hell. Azel Rodney, 24, was killed...
24? Look at his face!
Was killed as he sat in the back of a VW Golf, which was forced to stop by another squad car.
Wow.
The marksman, armed with a rapid-fire Heckler and...
Cock.
Is it cock or cosh?
Cock.
Cock. Submachine gun. Fucking hell. Was in the passenger seat of a car following behind.
Bloody hell.
Within less than a second of the car containing the officer coming to a halt, he opened fire with a carbine.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know, it's just a squeaky cup. Any more over here? You always ignore these ones.
It's only about Heathrow runway.
Oh, this is the worst thing is now, is we're getting into the boring news.
which is there again, right back where we started. Rescue. Crow runs aground on kayak ride.
Russell Crowe?
Actor Russell Crowe had to be rescued by Coast Guards after getting lost on a kayak trip as it got dark.
Do you like Russell Crowe?
Yeah, it's
I right. do. I like The 3:10 to Yuma. That's one of my favourite films.
The Gladiator... Yeah, it's a cool film. Mm. The Gladiator star, 48, and his friend Chris Feather had to beach their boats and were forced to shout for help from a passing patrol after more than 4 hours at sea.
Mm. One in three nurses now have to clean toilets.
What do you think of the GMTV... revamp.
I don't know if I've told you my views on ITV before.
All of ITV?
Oh, pretty much all of ITV. It's a really, like, cheap-looking channel, and I don't like it. I don't even consider it a channel to watch. So, stuff like that. Never seen it, man.
What do you think of Lorraine Kelly? Do you think she's, like, a sexy older lady?
No, I think she's awful. I think she's...
Sexpot Lorraine is star of show.
Oh, is she a sexpot?
To paraphrase Nina Simone, it was a case of it's a new dawn, it's a new daybreak yesterday as ITV relaunched its breakfast show. It raised the question, who cares?
Yeah, not me, I just explained that.
It's her again.
What's she up to? Is she just being an old slag?
Drinking, getting drunk.
Is she? I don't know what to do. I think that's a really bad example. Just set to these slutty children.
What are the pageant things?
Yeah, those hooker birds.
I'm gonna shit myself.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna shit you.
Hold on.
Oh, God.
We're safe. Nothing came out.
Well, Denise Welch. Basically, she's a fucking booze bag and an awful person. And then one day she just says, oh, I'm not going to do that anymore, but I will write a book about it. And someone gives her a shitload of money. So does that not say if I become a booze bag and an awful person and then renounce? Who's that? To Lisa. I'm getting so annoyed of her looking sexy.
Sailors' wages are docked 1.2 million after MOD bunglers overpay juniors for years.
We've shot our load with this, haven't we? It was a bad idea going backwards.
Well, now I go through it and read all of these.
Oh, right, all the really boring bits.
Politics.
Look, we can bring them up. Got a story.
We haven't got a story.
Oh, no. If we have one, though.
Did you think that meant bring them up and ask for a story? There's nothing in the paper. What else you got? What can you fit in?
You got to be holding back some extra news. What about really more about them slutty kids?
Come on, make it graphic. BG Robbins hitman record. FBI probed claims he'd ordered contract killing.
Oh.
Robin Gibb was investigated by the FBI after he made death threats against his first wife's divorce lawyers.
Bloody hell.
The Bee Gees legend, who died from colon cancer in May, warned them he had hired a hitman to kill them, according to newly released documents. What a dick. Would you tell anybody, like, if you planned to do it, you tell anybody that you were going to kill them with hitmen?
No, but I might tell them if I hadn't done it to put the shits up them.
Yeah. Is that threatening?
Yeah, because you're still threatening, even though you know the truth.
But it's ridiculous.
That's the definition of a threat, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you're obviously not going to do it.
But he wasn't, obviously, because, I mean, he's a Bee Gee.
Yeah, but Bee Gees aren't renowned for hiring contract killers.
Have you never read their autobiography?
Well.
That's a bit far, though, isn't it? Hiring a hitman.
Yeah.
And now he's dead, so let that be a lesson to all of you.
Sexy kids again?
That's horrible. Sexy midget? Well, they dressed her up in sexy kid clothes and...
That's just as
run
wrong.
A steam operation.
Probably
worse.
Even worse, yeah.
You ever seen midget porn?
No.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's really annoying when you get a broke midget and you've got a massive knob.
Boat horror was murder and suicide.
What?
The mum, whose body was found on the Norfolk Broads, is believed to have been strangled by a boyfriend who then killed himself.
Hmm.
Both bodies were pulled out of a river on Sunday after her girl of 13 was found on a 38-foot rented cabin cruiser. Tests have... Oh. That stinks. Tests have now shown the mum died before she entered the water, with strangulation the most likely cause of death. Ugly contest. Beauty pageants could be exploitative, pushy parents stealing the innocence of childhood from their kids. Todd, what was that over there? I've already read that.
What?
Oh, is that a comment?
This is, that's like Kevin Murgut's...
Maguire's...
But thoughts on the process, like what he thinks is the problem with it all. What a crap news day. What's that?
What?
Oh, we've already read that one as well.
Full-timers, jobs dry up. A million more of us are trapped in part-time jobs than 4 years ago because of the recession.
Yeah.
Chicken wrap?
Chicken, yeah.
A drug smuggler was arrested trying to take 100,000 pounds of cocaine through customs.
In one chicken?
Inside a roast chicken.
Inside a roast chicken?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
100,000 pounds of cocaine.
Oh, value, not weight. Christ almighty. You're not one of them
prehistoric chicken. There's literally nothing.
No, there's no news, is there?
Any personal news?
I heard some news.
Is that Kelly Brook again? No.
Kevin
no.
Spacey?
No.
I heard some news the other day about... About the 1800s.
What's that?
Apparently, someone was really upset. They wanted to commit suicide.
What, here?
Yeah, it'll do.
Don't know here.
Oh, Germany.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere.
All right.
And they were upset. When Catholicism was big.
Oh, okay.
And
this isn't recent news?
No, 1800s news.
Okay.
And they wanted to...
This is today in history.
Yeah,
corner.
They wanted to kill themselves, but they couldn't because that's considered a worse sin than murder. Do you know why it was considered a worse sin than murder? You could have vocalised your question. It was considered a worse sin than murder because at least when you murdered, you had a chance to repent before being executed.
Hmm.
So
can't you repent when you're like Jesus is like, hey, you shouldn't have done that. So I'm sorry.
What, St. Peter?
St. Peter. Whoever.
No, wasting their time. They've just got a little spreadsheet that says repented or not. You don't even get the opportunity.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the worst thing. It was just like, we're warning you now.
You will go to hell.
You'll go to hell. Mm. Cause,
but if you murder, there's a way out. And do you know what people start doing?
What's that?
Murdering children so that they'd get executed, so that they could repent and say, yeah, I'm really sorry about murdering that child.
That's mental.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to go because I'm going to shit myself. I can hear really terrible rumblings in my stomach.
Like that's the effects of 1800 today in 1800s. It really does have that kind of impact. So, do you just fart when you uncross your legs?
No, I don't dare fart anymore.
I want to get the hell out of it. I don't like it. I'm not happy. Well, happy 50th to iBits listeners.
Oh, maybe this is like what happens to when you're 50. You shit yourself.
Oh, and I've got prostate cancer. Yeah. Bloody hell. Oh, actually, I think I might have prostate cancer. I can't stop pissing. The other day, I had a piss. And afterwards, about two minutes later, I just stood there and thought, am I still pissing? And yeah, I was. Mm. And I didn't know it until I was wearing really wet shorts. And I just pissed myself.
What?
Yeah.
You're wearing shorts?
Yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah. That's not...
Oh, bye.